The following program is made possible by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries. Thank you for changing the world.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Gospel Truth broadcast. Today I want to do something a little different than our normal program where I'm just teaching. You know, our television audience is by far the largest number of people that I reach. And yet our television audience knows less about what God is doing in this ministry than anybody else because I devote the entire program to just teaching the Word of God. So today I'm doing something special. I have shared back on the 28th of July, I had a live streaming where we had some of our partners and people that are closely associated with the ministry, and I just gave them kind of a preview of this project that we have going in Woodland Park, Colorado. And I've only shared it with just these few people, and I wanted to invite you today in to know what God is doing. And this really isn't about my life. It isn't about what God is doing for me. It's what God is doing through this ministry to touch people. And I really believe that the nations of the world are being impacted, not only through this daily broadcast, but then through our Charis Bible College and all of the other outreaches that we have. And it has just led to a huge response. And we are now maxed out in the facility that we're in, and because of that, we're having to build new facilities, and I believe that this is very, very important. And so I just wanted to make you aware of this. And so we have taken this special time that I spent just with my partners and friends on the 28th of July, where I was explaining this project in more detail. We have edited that into something that I wanted to play for you and just let you in on all of the awesome things that God is doing in this ministry. And I believe it'll be a blessing to you. So I'd like to encourage you to watch this, and then I'll be back at the end of this to close out today's program. Hopefully you visited our website and you've seen some of the testimonies of people that have made just a dramatic impact, not only in their life, but in the lives of others. And our Charis Bible College, I believe that God is raising it up to be a major influence and force in the body of Christ. Real quickly, let me just use some of these pictures. And what I would like to do with this is to give you an overview of the project that the Lord has put on my heart. I can't say that this is just, you know, every detail is God inspired, but I have prayed about this. We have shared with architects. We have gone back and forth. We've had every department head of our ministry come together, and we've shared and we've prayed about this, and this is what we've come up with. I think it's going to fit our purposes, and so I'm just excited to share it with you. This is an artist rendering of the two buildings that we are going to build, and this will be the main part of the Charis Bible College campus. This is the main building here. This is the auditorium that will have a 2,500-seat auditorium in here. This will also house all of our CBC offices. There's also a place on the very north side of this building where we are going to put in our phone center, which right now we have the ability to take like 140 people taking calls, and I think this will increase that a little bit. We are getting now over 30,000 calls a month, and it will just do nothing but grow. So that will be an important part. And this has the 2,500-seat auditorium. And then this area that you see right here, this is about a 2.5-story set of windows, and it's a circular thing that wraps around. And in the concourse outside of this auditorium, there's going to be a balcony level upstairs and downstairs. And we're going to have tables and chairs in there where our students can use this as a break room. So 2,500 people in this auditorium, 2,000 people will be able to sit in these concourses and have, that'll be part of the student break area. These two buildings are connected, and this building is what I'm calling the barn because of the construction style. This is a clear story where there will actually be light coming in, and there are exposed rafters and beams on the inside. I'll show a picture of that in just a moment. It's going to be a great building. And this building will seat 1,500 people upstairs if you use auditorium seating. Or if you put in round tables, it'll seat around 750 people. And then downstairs, there is a auditorium for our third year class that will seat 500 people. And there's partitions that will move, and you could seat as many as 900 people if you removed all those partitions. And then there's 23 classrooms downstairs. Also, before I go to some of these other pictures, the whole orientation of this part and this part is all facing south, which gets the maximum sun. And then we have a beautiful view. You'll see it in some of these other photos. But this is just going to be a beautiful piece of property. I tell you, it's going to be inspiring to people just to be at the facility and to see the great scenery that God created in this place. This is an interior of our building, and this is looking from up in the balcony down towards the stage. These are two computer-generated people, just to give you a perspective, but this will seat 2,500 people. This is a grand piano down here. And so this is going to be a large auditorium, but I believe that we will pack it out. But with our other auditorium, we will be able to accommodate at least 3,000 people in the school, and that's including the night school. And so this will give us quite a capacity to train people. Here is a view from the stage looking up at the auditorium, and you can see the seating and the way that the balcony is able to come straight down without having to exit the building and go through the foyer. So that is really going to be nice. This is a picture of the foyer or the concourse outside of the auditorium. And this is some of the seating. We may not have this exact seating. This is just to give you a perspective on the size. But we will have people that will sit here and also upstairs above here. And altogether, this will accommodate around 2,000 people out in this concourse area with people milling around in the bookstore. This is a very large bookstore that we have off to the left. And then people in the auditorium, people over in this student part that I'm calling the barn. We will be able to accommodate whatever student population we have there. And then this second building, which again, let me just do this for reference so that nobody gets confused. Here is the picture of the two buildings. This is the auditorium in this concourse that I was just showing you. And this is all glass, going to have a beautiful view. And then the second building is over here. And this is an artist rendering of what the inside of that barn will be. This would be the stage and a screen up here. And then this is with round tables. We could put around 700 or 750 people in this configuration. If you put it in auditorium seating, 1,500. And then this is all just a southern view of the mountains. It's going to be beautiful. And here's the reason I call it the barn is because it's got a clear story up here where sunlight will actually come in. And then it has all of these rafters exposed. And I just think it's going to be a beautiful building. I really like the way it looks. And this is that same building that I just showed you with that I'm calling the barn. And this is if you took the roof off and the first floor. And this is the basement or the bottom floor. This is that 500-seat auditorium. These are partitions that remove. And you could expand this to be around a 900-seat auditorium. And then there are classrooms that go all the way around it. And, of course, we've got restroom facilities and mechanical things and stuff like that. So that's the bottom floor of this building I'm calling the barn. This is the top floor. It's the exact same footprint. It may not look quite as big. That's just because this is going to be a huge open space that will seat 750 people at tables or 1,500 people at in auditorium seating. And then this is going to be our kitchen. And it's a 4,500 square foot kitchen where we are going to be able to accommodate a lot of people going through here and eating. And I think it's just going to be a tremendous thing. So again, this is the overall picture of the two buildings. And I just am really excited. I think that this is going to be very functional. We've thought it through. We've had every person in our ministry discuss all of the functions. And I think it's going to cover our needs for the foreseeable future. So this is kind of the goal, and this is where we're going. We've already spent around $2 million on this project. $1 million of that was architectural fees. There are drawings. We've had to do environmental studies. We've had to pay money for permits. We've paid money for lawyers to deal with different things, and around $2 million have been spent. We have another $2 million that are already designated for this project, and I have some other cash available that if I had to, I'd put it towards it. The reason I mention that is to say that the cost of all of this, it's going to cost us around $3.5 million to put in the roads and the utilities, the electrical, the sewer, the water, to grade the thing and to get ready to build. And that's about $3.5 million. And my partner, since I announced this approximately, I think it's around 14 or 15 months ago, my partners have supplied us with all of this $2 million that we've already spent for all of these preliminary things. We have enough that we are very close to having the first step done where we can do all of this infrastructure and grading and get it started. And so praise God. That is just a blessing. So here's some other things that I wanted to share with you. And this is the portion that I need you to help me make a decision. Because here's some of the decisions that I've already made. I know that God has done a miraculous thing here, and I'm not saying this in a boastful way at all. I really am not. Only God knows my heart. I'm just saying it to be thankful and to state the truth. But we have something here that is a God deal. Lives are being changed. I wish every one of you could really see, but people's lives are being changed. And not only the individuals, but then these people are going out, and through them, we are literally affecting nations. I could talk about Uganda and how that, I mean, an entire nation is being shaken. Over 500,000 people have been reached and are being reached on a weekly basis through people that have gone out from this school and their disciples. There are other nations. There are things happening all over the world, and it's only going to increase. I really believe that this is an important part of what God wants to do. So I'm excited about it, and I believe that this is what God has led me to do. I know that it is something that is going to change people's lives. I'm now 62 years old. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I plan on living a long and prosperous life. But you know what? I'm not going to be here forever, as none of us are. And we need to disciple people and get other people to where they can do what we're doing. And I am doing that with everything that I've got in me. And I just believe that this is what God has led me to do. So here is what I need your help on. I'm going to do this with all of the ability that I have. But I've made a decision not to go in debt to do this. Some people may debate that, but that's what I feel impressed to the Lord to do. I've prayed about this a lot. I don't feel compelled to do it. I don't think God's mad at me if I was to borrow money. But it's just what I feel impressed to do. And I think that that's what God wants me to do. So this is what I'm doing. We had a meeting with our builder about this, and we started discussing the finances and how we were going to pay for it. We discussed it. I gave him all of my rationale, and I told my builder, and I was a little concerned about whether that would put him off because he might have withdrawn from the project if he had to start and stop as we had money come in. And I looked at him, and he said, "I'm glad you said that, because if you were going to borrow money, I wouldn't have done it." So praise God. We've got a builder, a Christian builder, that's just a great man. He's completely behind this. He looks at his ministry is to help us accomplish our ministry. And we are able to do this in phases or do anything. So I'm going to do this debt-free. I've seen the damage that going in debt does to many people. It puts them under financial pressure. And then they get to where they have to quit preaching the gospel and start raising money. They compromise their convictions, and I've just seen it change more than one person. And I've made a decision that even though I think this is what God has called me to do, this is not the most important thing in my life. I am not going to make my life all about building buildings and raising money. So I'm just going to do it, and if the money comes in, I'll do it, and if it doesn't, I won't. And I've also got to decide, here's one of the major decisions that I wanted you to help me make tonight. I wanted to make a decision whether to build this entire complex at one time, which of course is the most advantageous for us, and it's also actually cheaper per square foot to do it that way, or there is a possibility to just build this section that I'm calling the barn, And that would accommodate at a maximum up to 1,500 people. That would be really too crowded. Right now, we have around 600 people in our Bible college. This is going to be a minimum of a two-year project. At the rate we've been going, we will probably move out here if it was, say, 3 years from now, and it will be somewhere around 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 students. And that is at the rate we've been growing. We've just added TBN, which has greatly increased our viewing audience. Our response is going up dramatically, and I really think that those are conservative estimates. And so if we built just this portion, it's possible that we might be able to do that and stay there for a brief period of time, but we will need this whole facility. So I've got to make a decision. Are we going to build just one building, or are we going to build the whole thing? And basically, it just comes down to money. And I don't have the money to build this. Like I said, I'm not going to go to a bank. The partners that we have right now, we have around 2,200 partners who have become what we call foundation partners. Those are people who are giving directly towards this project. Those 2,200 people average just over $60 per person per month. And if we were to continue with people at that rate, averaging $60 per month on a monthly basis, in 24 months, if we had 6,100 new partners, we could build this building debt-free with what we already have, what's already pledged and coming in, plus the new people. We could build this portion I'm calling the barn and all of the infrastructure to get this going debt-free. And so really, that's not hard to do, 6,100 partners. We have a total of 16,668, to be exact, partners at this moment. And they give towards all kinds of different partnership levels. And to build the entire project, we would need an additional 16,000 partners, giving an average of $60 a month for 36 months to be able to build the entire complex. You know, I know that these numbers just sound huge, and they are, but look at it this way. The camera that you're watching right now, you know, some of you have a camera. I have a camera that's a $100 camera, and it's a HD, takes great pictures. I've got a friend that's got a $3,500 camera that's got all of the lenses, and, you know, that's expensive. And people think, well, man, that's a lot of money. But the camera that you're looking at me on that we have to be able to broadcast cost well over $25,000. I don't even know how much it costs, but $25,000 plus, somewhere around there. All of the other television equipment, the lights, we've got hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in what you are seeing right now. And some people just look at that as that's very expensive. But look at it this way. We reach 3.1 billion people potential with our broadcast 5 days a week. And when you look at it that way, the impact, what we're able to do, it's a tool. And we have to have these quality tools. Plus, we've got a whole staff that we have to pay to make all these things work. I don't even know, but we probably have 15 people right here to make this one broadcast work tonight, and all of them are on salaries. And so the point that I'm making is when I talk about how much money it costs to build this, some people are overwhelmed, but you've got to see that this is going to train tens of thousands of people. And it is not that expensive, especially when you consider that here in the United States alone, there are millions of people that watch my broadcast on a daily basis. If every person was just to do something, whatever God tells you to do, we could get this done debt-free, out of the way, and move on and continue just spreading the gospel and make that the whole focus. Some of you may want to pray about this, but I've just brought this whole project to you, number one, to share the praise of the Lord that we're finally getting going. We haven't broken ground yet, but we're getting close. To show you what God has laid on my heart to build and what we're going to use it for. And the last thing, just to ask your help in this. You know, when I built the building that we are in now, the Lord told me to do it debt-free. And He gave me a prophecy and said, you aren't going to need to go to a bank because God has a bank that's going to finance the whole thing. And I was searching my mind to say, what bank is that? And the prophecy went on to say, your partners are your bank. So you know what I'm doing? I'm just coming to you tonight, and I'm asking you to evaluate this, to look at it. I wish you could see what's happening here. I believe you would be absolutely sold that this is something that has the potential of literally impacting the world. I believe that. And if you would like to share that vision and to be a part of it, you can give and become a part of it. And let me just say also that some people say, well, I don't have a lot of money to give. But, you know, if you gave $15 a month, $10 a month, which isn't much, I mean, that could be 30 cents a day, 50 cents a day. And if you did that over this building project for 2 to 3 years, whether we build the first building or the whole complex, you know, you could wind up giving a significant amount. Everybody could do something if you desire to do it. So I just ask you to pray about it and do what God leads you to do. So, Father, right now, I'm praying for all of these people that are watching this broadcast. And I'm asking that, Father, you would speak to them, that nobody would feel any pressure, that they would not be coerced or manipulated. But, Father, I do believe that they will be sensitive to you. And if you want them to give, if you want them to be a part of it, I believe that you're going to make a way, especially those who want to give significantly and may be struggling. You said you give seed to the sower. And so I'm believing that you are going to enable people who want to give and be a part of this. Give them finances so that they can be a part of it. And we just agree and thank you that this is going to get built debt-free, and it's going to help establish the body of Christ around the world. Well, I pray that that blessed you. I tell you, this is just exciting to me what God is doing to change people's lives. And I believe, just like that prayer, that God is enabling some of you who want to be a part of this and you want to be a part of changing people's lives. He's going to enable you to be a part of this. And so I've already prayed that prayer, and I believe that there's a miracle working to enable you to give seed to the sower so that you can help me accomplish this goal. You know, the best way that you can contact us actually is through our website. We have that address on the screen, and it's open 24/7. There's a place right there that you can go, and you can see a replay of the entire presentation, but you can also go and you can make a contribution. You can get more details, and any way that we can help you to make a decision about what God wants you to do, we'd be glad to do it. But that website is there all of the time, and I'd encourage you to pray about it and then do as God directs you. And together, I believe that we are going to get this done. And as I shared on this video, I need to make some decisions about whether I do it in part or do it all at one time. And so your response is timely for me. I encourage you to pray about it and then do what God tells you, and that'll be just great. Praise God. Together, I believe that we are changing the world.
Many of you may feel a desire to participate financially in a meaningful way. Andrew and Jamie would like to give you the opportunity to join hands with them by becoming a foundation builder and contributing financially toward building the lives of CBC World Changers.
God's basically spoken to my heart in bringing me to CBC, and me getting a hold of the message of grace and God's unconditional love has totally changed my life, my family, how I view God, how I see God, and just give me an overall better perspective on life, and it's really produced freedom.
CBC points you to God, a relationship with God. That's what I came here for, and that's what CBC does.
I've never had such good teaching, and I have been to Bible schools, Bible colleges. I graduated from a Christian high school. Nobody teaches like these here. You know why? Because they teach you to know Jesus.
Charis Bible College has been making disciples and changing lives since 1994. And we've outgrown our Colorado Springs facility. Phase one of our new Woodland Park CBC campus has been fully funded and completed. And phase two of the project is gearing up right now. We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders Program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality. See the virtual tour of the new Charis Bible College campus online. Discover how you can help change lives by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. And invest yourself in Charis Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries today. Change your life. Change the world.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Lewisville, Texas, Wednesday, November 9th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. He'll also be at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Sunday, November 13th, in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar, January 5th through the 7th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Caris Bible College Men's Advance, January 19th through the 21st. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Caris Bible College graduates are changing lives. Russ and David Forgeston and David's wife Judith moved to India upon graduating from CBC and immediately began spreading the gospel truth, establishing Caris Bible College India and helping with individual and small business loans as well. CBC India has just celebrated its first graduating class and is sending ministers throughout India's villages, towns, and cities, changing the world one life at a time. For more information on this and other stories, visit awmi.net. Click on Ministry News and discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries. Invest yourself in Caris Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries today. Are you a world changer? Caris Bible College has extension schools across America. The same truth that sets you free at our main campus in Colorado Springs will set you free in Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, Dyer, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, and Gardner, Massachusetts. Log on to carisbiblecollege.org today or call our phone center and ask for a complete listing of CBC Extension School locations near you. Change your life. Change the world. There's more than just classroom activity at Caris Bible College. Students at CBC participate in hands-on ministry, like corresponding with prison inmates who want to learn more about relationship with God.
We're required to minister to other people, to basically give out what's been put in us.
And we just have many hungry prisoners that want to learn the Word of God.
It's a volunteer program, and I volunteer and write letters to prisoners.
It's really touched me because everyone needs to know what Christ has done for them and how that changes their life.
This ministry is changing lives every day.
Invest yourself in Caris Bible College today. For more information on this and other stories, visit awmi.net. Click on Ministry News and discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries. Invest yourself in Caris Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries today.